Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Pesticides must be carefully disposed of. Stay with us to hear more about disposing pesticides in a harmless manner and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
Paying attention to the proper disposal of leftover pesticide as well as its container is important. Why? Well, consider that you, your children, sea creatures, as well as the environment will be out of harm's way. You're thinking.
The river should be a good place to pour unused pesticides, right? Easy like cheesy. Wrong. That is definitely not something you should do.
No chemicals should be put in a river or stream because most of them are harmful to aquatic life, such as fish and other things that live in the river and stream. And secondly, that chemical will move down in the river water and may end up where somebody washes clothes or worse, where they take some of that water to carry home for drinking purposes or cooking purposes.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. Pouring pesticides on the ground, down the drain, or into water is also a no-no. Pesticide containers should be discarded in approved areas.
The ones that are aerosol cans should never be thrown into a fire or be put in garbage that is going to be lighted at some stage because such a container is likely to explode because the contents are under pressure.
It is also advised that pesticide containers are not reused. If you are unsure about how to dispose of a pesticide, the product label can help.
Try not to use harmful chemicals in the first place, and then you'll have less of a problem with how to dispose of what you don't need or the empty container. The Pesticides Control Authority always recommends that you consider non-chemical control of any pest first. And this includes for things like roaches and ants and flies and rats, sanitation.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When cotton tree come down, nanny go jump over it. Translation: when a cotton tree falls, a nanny goat jumps over it. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Police emergency.
Good night, officer. I hope the thieves them don't give the police them no trouble tonight. Cause you know them a loser.
Thank you, ma'am. If you see anything though, don't be afraid to call us and keep safe.
Yes, man. Uno are my best friend.
All right, that's good to know. Have a good night, ma'am.
All right.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is urging persons to use the police 119 number only for situations that require immediate assistance from the police, fire department, or ambulance. Doing otherwise could delay assistance to someone with a real emergency, a message from the Jamaica Information Service. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, when the mighty falls, the weak triumphs. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, at JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.